Many years ago, when I was a Zen student, the abbot told me that he didn't like to speak in the meditation hall while people were meditating. And the reason, he said, is when he looked around the room, he saw everyone as a Buddha. And what could he say to Buddha? So here we are, the last full day of the retreat. And perhaps I shouldn't add much. To the perfection of who you are, what you are. You're here. You're allowed to be here. You're allowed to just be. No need to apologize for yourself or defend yourself or assert yourself or prove yourself. The simplicity of how you are. And one way of understanding these instructions are pointing us always back to the simplicity of being, kindness of being, and to settle into it, or mature it, or fill out into that simplicity. So with some trepidation to offer you anything more, dear Buddhas, I would like to offer you a little thing as you sit this morning. Sit the way you know how, what you've learned. But at some point during the sitting, something might happen unexpectedly. Something will happen, just will arise, will occur. It might be that you have a new thought about something. Or it might be that you seldom have new thoughts, you just repeat the same ones over and over again. But it just appears. There it is again. There might be a sound that you weren't expecting or planning for, and there it is again, there's a sound. There might be a sensation in your body that you didn't plan for or expect, or there it is, it's appeared. There might be an emotion that comes, maybe at first it comes mildly, maybe it comes suddenly, but its appearance, the way it appears, has an effortless quality to it. It's just, you didn't work it up, you weren't straining to make it happen, it just simply appears in awareness. In the heels of that appearance, you might work, you might try to do something, you might apply some kind of effort that may or may not be a useful effort. But see if you can notice or appreciate how the first appearance of these things appears effortlessly, just there. And then maybe you can continue being aware in a way that feels effortless. That the awareness doesn't actually require effort. except maybe the effort to remember to be aware. Or if effort is evoked, if a reaction is evoked to whatever has happened, hold that kindly, hold that openly, hold that mindfully, without automatically getting involved. You might be making some effort as you practice here. But see if you sit as you sit, you can appreciate in whatever way the awareness practice has a quality of effortlessness. in the realm of equanimity towards all things. Awareness is characterized by being effortless. And what arises in awareness arises effortlessly. There's an effortless quality where we don't do anything with anything. We don't make something or try to change anything. But we can settle back and allow effortlessness of all things that just appear and disappear. Where there's an effortless knowing. A vast openness. And don't worry too much if you are making some effort. You might just kind of give a little bit more noticing attention to what is effortless in the field of awareness. After I said my initial words about what appears effortlessly, I had an image or a sense of how for centuries the people who did what you're doing meditated all day and sometimes long periods of time, were mostly living in the forests of India and Thailand, Sri Lanka. And I bet there are all kinds of unexpected sounds that came along, and then how, you know, in some ways it's very unusual to have these conditions that we have of a building like this, and silence like this, and running water like this, and electricity like this. And for all these millennia, if Buddhism and Buddhist practice was going to come down to us, to the modern world, and it depended on plumbing and electricity, and it wouldn't have come down to us. And here we are.